Green Party's policy to ramp up construction of social housing is being hailed by one community leader as a game changer. But the National Party has dismissed it as just wishful thinking that it will never be able to deliver on. It set an ambitious plan to get all 18,000 people on the social housing waiting list into homes within 5 years. Hamish Cardwell filed this report.
Kia ora koutou. Kia ora koutou katoa. Thank you everyone for coming today. I'm pretty pumped, pretty excited about what we have got to announce today.
That's a fired-up Green Party co-leader, Marama Davidson, announcing the party's Homes for All scheme, a plan to create a non-profit rental sector. To do that, it wants the public housing agency Kāinga Ora to increase total borrowing from about $7 billion to $12 billion. It will also offer Crown guarantees for community housing providers, including iwi, to build new properties which can be rented out long-term. She says it wants to build 5,000 new homes a year, and the only way to reach that target will be with the help of the community housing providers.
It is the community housing sector who know their communities, who have got the relationships with the financial sector as well as with local neighbourhoods, iwi and hapū, who have got the experience of how to build what for the different community needs. That is how we are going to be able to increase that capacity.
The chief executive of the Far North Māori social housing provider He Korowai Trust, Ricky Houghton, says the policy is a game changer.
It offers nothing but hope for the impoverished living conditions of families up here in Northland. I mean, people are still living in cow sheds, buses and lean-tos.
Mr Houghton says he would love the chance to ramp up their building program to meet the huge demand in Northland.
If this policy came to Northland tomorrow morning, I've got at least 25 families that I could put into their own homes using this policy.
But the National Party housing spokesperson Jackie Dean is slamming it as another pie-in-the-sky idea from a coalition partner in the government that's broken all its promises on house building.
They should have delivered 16,000 Kiwi-built houses by now. They've only managed just around 400. And so to promise 5,000 extra houses a year is nothing more than just wishful thinking and is destined to go the same way as Kiwi-built.
The Green Party also wants professional property managers held to the same standards as real estate agents, requiring them to become licensed and have clear professional obligations. The president of the Property Managers Institute, David Pearce, says the policy will be useless unless it requires everyone who rents property to be licensed.
It just shows a level of ignorance from the Green Party, because at the end of the day, only 40% of the properties are currently managed by property managers. So you could regulate property managers all you like, but it doesn't have a significant impact on the huge 60% of the properties out there that are undertaken by self-managing owners who are doing it themselves.
He says it is dodgy private landlords who don't follow the rules and treat renters badly, whereas professional property managers generally do excellent work.
Overall, they're doing a fantastic job, but they just become a punching bag for the Greens and Labour.
The whole Green Party package will cost about $1.2 billion, $950 million of that for capital and $250 million for operational spending. For Morning Report, Ko Hamish Cardwell-Aho.